I feel like a whole professional right now.
More like a whole, but a professional. Okay. How are you?
You're a dick. I'm doing good.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm fucking sick.
I'm fucking sick?
But we have to record because otherwise we're not going to do it. Y se va a pasar otra pinche semana y no lo vamos a hacer. Pero hoy es domingo. We're supposed to record on Fridays, but again, shit happens. Yo me enfermé.
Do you hear that, Melissa? That was not my fault because Melissa came at me.
What did she say?
She's like, hey, aren't you guys supposed to record today on Friday when I saw her? And I was like, shut up.
And
we're going to record.
I was like, it's my federal way. It's like, muy pinche enfermo. Leave me alone.
It wasn't my fault.
Pero, guess what, everybody? So we're testing this new system that we have. ¿Cómo se llama? That I got through the TikTok shop. Because for those of you that follow me through TikTok, saben que me están llegando un chingo de productos porque estoy haciendo reviews about the products and people are loving them. And so I got a coupon for $50. And when I started searching on the items of that were available for that, sorry, we have a shit ton of dogs and exclusively a horse, it seems like, that is running through the house right now. So they gave me a $50 coupon, and when I looked at the items that were that I could get with this $50 coupon, salió este microphone and a little adapter so that we can record. And I was like, oh my god, let's get it. Maybe it sounds better, and maybe we now feel a little bit more pro.
It's actually pretty cool. It's cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Judy ya se siente muy pinche de veras because she's wearing headphones. She could hear what we're saying. Look at. Wait, you look like a fucking.
A pro?
No, you look like Jacobo Zabludovsky. From the 1980s, about to give las noticias.
En este reportaje.
Correcto. So, anyways, this thing has a lot of different little things that you can play with. And yo no soy techie. Judy,
me either.
Menos. O sea, Judy is just sitting down.
I'm just crisscross applesauce.
Pero el que sí sabe de todo esto es Fer, and he's reading through the manual right now. Pero claro,
producción.
Pero como estoy bien pinche desesperado, I'm like, let's just start recording because otherwise we're not going to have time to record. So, let's try some of these things. We have a whole new system.
Encore! Encore!
Y tienen varios little things like, a ver, what does this do?
What
did it say?
It's like T-Pain vibes.
Okay.
No, not T-Pain vibes. Ah, ¿cómo se llamaba ese artista?
Ding, ding, ding.
Can you hear what I heard?
I can't hear it because you have. Are you fucking kidding me? You're. Oh my god. Lord Jesus, hopefully ilumínala, no la desampares ni de noche ni de día.
Arriba la putería.
She basically just said, can you hear it? Do you see fucking headphones on my ears?
I thought you could hear it like.
Where? How? Through my asshole?
Yeah, we're not techies. I'm not.
Anyways.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. So what have you been up to, Judy? Cuéntame, a ver. Let me know what's going on in your world.
What did I... Well, it was a good weekend. It was a chill vibe. Chill.
Chill vibes?
Yeah.
What did you do? Tell me.
Well, on Friday, I took my math part of the exam. And we'll just see what happens. And then, what did I do yesterday? Oh, yesterday we didn't really do anything. We just kind of hung out here. I went on another date. You know me. Just
the hotivity season is flourishing. It's 30, flirty, and thriving.
So that was fun. And today we just went to the Swami's, and that's it.
Well, I wasn't going to go because I'm still sick. I'm a little bit sick. I was really bad on Friday and Saturday. Like, literal dormí todo el día, and I never sleep throughout the day. Pero sí me sentí super mal. Entonces, today I was gonna go to the swap meet. Ya habíamos agendado con una amiga who just moved from Arizona here to California. And she's a big time influencer. Like IKEA sponsors her and all these amazing fucking brands. Y quedamos aquí, vamos a ir al swap meet because she's like, wait, I love how you go to the swap meet all the time and you find really great things. Y quedamos que íbamos a ir hoy. Yesterday she texted and she's like, hey, just wanted to see if we were gonna still go. And I was like, girl, I'm sick. I'm still down to go, but I don't want to get you sick. So she was like, let's just do it another day. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. Entonces, hoy nos levantamos literal al mediodía. Fernando and I had something to eat. And then you were like, vamos al swap meet. And I really just needed to get out of the house because I've been laying on the bed all fucking weekend. Y ya llegamos al swap meet super tarde. Llegamos que tipo como like dos de la tarde.
Yeah, it was late already.
But o sea, more than 50% of the swap meet ya había recogido sus triques y vámonos.
Yeah, but it was still good.
It was still good. Fernando was able to manage to get like some brand new shoes for his work, which were $20. I didn't find anything. I mean, I wasn't really looking. I just wanted to walk and get out of the house. But we did have some ice cream. The ice cream at the Golden West Swap Meet, the frozen yogurt is great.
It's not frozen yogurt.
Isn't it? What is it?
Just ice cream.
No, I thought it was like frozen.
No.
No? Okay. Well, just the ice cream. It was great. So yeah. And that's basically what we did. But I have been getting a lot of these TikTok products. And one of the ones that has been selling the most right now has been the vacuum. Like, I literally think I feel like I've sold over 100 vacuums through
my God.
Yeah, I know. The Homika vacuums through my videos. And so the great thing about that is that I request products that I think I'm going to like or that I will use. And Fernando and I had gone to La Curaçao months ago, last year, and we bought one of these vacuums, which was like $50 on special. Y nos encantó because it's like it's a broom, right? It's a fucking modern day broom. It's cordless y la chingada, pero esa duraba como 10 minutos in the highest setting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to do my room and then maybe the bathroom, and then we had to recharge it. And I liked it. I genuinely liked it. And then, so Homika sent me their vacuum. And dude,
Homika.
Yeah, it's really, really good. It's an actual great product. Like, it lasts 20 minutes on the highest setting. And I know that may not seem like a lot, but on that setting of 20 minutes, I'm able to do my bedroom, the bathroom, my parents' room, the living room, and the dining room. And sometimes I get to do the kitchen, too. Granted, our house is not that big. It's like, what would you say, like reasonable size? Like,
yeah.
It's not a big house. And yeah, but one of the things that I love about this product is, literal, I've been vacuuming my bedroom every single fucking day. Because if you go to my TikTok channel, you'll see the video, which is pinned. Literal, there was so much dust underneath the bed. Like, it was disgusting. And at some point, I was like,
¿Estás de bañar?
Sí, no, literal. At some point, I was like, do I want to show this? Because it was gross. It was disgusting. But one of the things, and I don't know how it is for you all, pero siento que en la comunidad latina, we always keep our windows open to our home, right? Is that not a thing? I feel like that's a thing.
No.
Because if you go to a gringo's house, their windows are always shut. And when you walk in there, and it smells like oatmeal. Well, I feel like gringos smell like oatmeal.
Not oatmeal. It smells like fucking bland ass oatmeal.
I mean, it does. It really does. Y no abren sus ventanas. So it's just, it smells even more. For us, I feel like we always keep something open. The window, the door, something is always open around the house. And so in my bedroom, and thank God Fernando likes to do this too, because he also, like, en las mañanas se para y lo primero que hace él es abre las ventanas del cuarto.
I think it also has to do with the fact that mom always said, like, abre las ventanas, abre las, like, las persianas, everything, light needs to come into this house. So I think that's, like, we do it because she is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is that a Latino thing? Because, anyways, dust always comes into our room. So, since I got this vacuum, the Homika vacuum, I've been vacuuming every day. Y literal, güey, sale un chingo de polvo every single day. Like that little compartment where se mantiene el polvo and everything that it picks up, it's always, I'm not going to say it's packed, but there's always something in there, even though the floor looks clean, but there's always something in there. So I've now been using this product every single day because it doesn't take more than 5 minutes to just vacuum the whole thing. And now I'm grossed out because I love to barefoot walk. Like I like to walk barefoot. I said that al revés. So I now in my head, I'm thinking if I don't vacuum, I'm going to take all the fucking polvo, all the dog hair into my sheets, which probably does happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so I vacuum now every single fucking day. So
Homika, you're homie for your dusty ass.
Yes, for real, for real. So anyways, se han vendido un chingo de Homikas now, and I get a percentage, which is great. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. But also with that comes the fact that I am getting a shit ton of emails of like people that are like, oh, I love your videos, whatever. And then they're sharing shit with me that I'm like, have you even seen my fucking videos? Like they're sharing with me like it's fucking Spanx, fucking bras, fucking beauty shit that I'm like, what the like? Have you even seen my TikTok channel? Like, that's not what I offer. So,
Spanx.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get them for Khudi because she doesn't know how to create product or content.
I don't. You know what?
You're so, you and look, Pam, like, Pam reached out and was like, help me fucking create content.
I honestly feel like if I was a creator like you, a content creator, it's game over. Game over for y'all. But I just, me da como. Like, I get so impatient. I'm just like, fuck, I wouldn't have the patience to, like, record myself fucking waking up, fucking all that, that shit. Like, I can't do that.
I don't do that. I don't record myself waking up.
You record yourself, well, like, you know what I mean? Like, creating content, es que I can't.
Mira, for those of you that are out there listening and are thinking about creating content, creating your own podcast, I think that the biggest obstacles we have when doing that is ourselves. The fact that we're like, I don't know how to do this. No tengo tiempo. Exactly everything that you just said, because I don't take an additional hour to film my content. Like, I'll just be doing it, and then I'll click the thing to start recording, and I record 10, 15 seconds, and then that's all I do.
But that's also, like, a full-time job, and I can't do that. But props to everybody who like creates content and really, really does an amazing job, because I wish I was one of those girlies, but I'm not. So anyways.
So you're never going to be able to create content. And I need you to start creating content too. Like right now. We're recording, and does she have her phone ready to fucking record since we're not using our phone to record the audio for this podcast? No. Why?
My phone's right next to me.
Yeah, but you're not recording. I'm the one that's recording now. So we're going to post para que vean cómo se ve nuestro little setup, because look at that is how our little setup looks.
Yeah, I was like, show them that.
Exactly. And so anyways, I always feel like people have this idea, and it really isn't, and it doesn't have to be that difficult. So, yeah.
That's what we have you for, Luis. What we have you for.
¿Y qué más cuentas?
I'm going camping this Friday. I am so excited. Oh, my God. So, one of the biggest things that I always, like, wish I had, like, that we didn't, was growing up with like a bunch of like primos and tías and tíos and stuff, because I know that there's families who full on go camping like with everyone, and we never really got to do that. So no. Like being outdoors and camping and like fucking Easter egg hunts with all the fam, like we never really got that. So this Friday we're going car camping. I'm so excited because all the friends that I'm going with finally have like big cars, camping cars, and so we're gonna go camp. I think the place is called Jenkins or something like that. Is that a bar? That sounds like a fucking bar. Anyways,
of course you would be thinking of a fucking bar.
So we're going, and I'm really, really excited. I feel like I'm gonna heal an inner child of me. And we're gonna sleep in our car.
An inner child of yours? How many fucking inner childs
do
you have?
I have a lot. I have so many. I have a lot. Okay.
You have a lot of traumas.
I do. But no, we're so excited. We're really excited. I'm super stoked. So today we went to 99 Cent Store to buy a little bit of cositas that I need. Like, you know, just like wipes, a first aid kit, some sopas maruchas, just little shit like that. Some snacks. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend. I'm excited.
So I think that the reason why you're looking forward to that is, yes, we didn't get to do that as children because that's expensive. We could not have gone to go do that with all five of us because then that was going to be expensive. And we didn't even have the vehicle to be able to do that.
We had the red van, the Astro.
Yeah, but...
But yeah, I also feel like it's just not that... I mean, obviously our parents couldn't. And it's not that they didn't want to. I think we just couldn't. But I think it's something that I would love for me and my kids to do is go camping. Like, that's something that I would love for them to do. Like,
sí, pero a la misma vez, what I'm saying is we couldn't do it because our parents had to work. They had to work Monday through Friday to put food on the table. And they did not have office jobs, right? And I'm not saying that office jobs are not fucking intense because obviously they can be. But they were physically drained. And for them to go to the mountain, set up a tent, it was just something that they probably didn't even want to do or had the energy to do, right? And so now it's different because you work in an office setting. And while, yes, there are baby days when you come and you're just exhausted and frustrated or whatever the case may be, but it's not a labor-intensive job, right? So for you going out into the wilderness and fucking camp and put on a fucking campfire is something fucking cute.
Well, yeah. But it's going to be an experience, I'm sure, because no va a haber, obviamente, baños or none of that. So it's funny because we were all like, do we need to take a bucket? Do we need to take a shovel? Do we need to do, what do we need to do? Because we obviously are going to have to fucking pee and shit. So, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to that. Especially because we're doing it and like, nos vamos a ir todos in caravan vibes. We're all taking our own car. We're all sleeping in our own car. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited for that.
So how many people are going to this?
So it's four of us. Shout out Rosa. You're hearing this. yeah, we're all going. It's four of us. It's for a friend's birthday. And she's taking her mom. I want to take Luna.
Oh,
but
she's taking her mom? Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, she's taking her mom and her best friend.
So la pobre señora is going to cook for all of you, probably. That's why you guys are taking her. I mean, let's be honest.
No, my friend Donna is actually really good with cooking and stuff. So she's probably going to do it. But I want to take Lunita because on my vision board this year, I put that I wanted to do more camping trips and I wanted to take Luna. But I'm like, Luna is so spoiled. Look at her. Just look at her. You think she's going to be okay in the wilderness?
Like, she's literally taking over a whole ass sofa.
You know? So I'm like, and I don't want to take her and then have her, like, que le pase algo and then me be a bad dog mom. So I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. I don't know if I'm going to take her or not.
I would say don't take her just because also she doesn't know how to behave in the wilderness like you. So I just think don't take her.
I know, but that would be so cute. Like, that's something that I want to do with my dog is go like camping somewhere. But I think the next place that I go will probably something be super chill where I can take her because my dog is getting old and you know. But anyways,
well, if you don't take her now, then you can take her ashes one day.
Take.
Oye, should we talk about our family business?
Yeah, we should.
So last week we said that we were putting together this family business. I think we spoke a little bit about what it is, pero excuse me, I think we didn't, did we mention the Instagram account? We didn't mention
anything. No, we didn't
that,
really
right?
mention anything.
So the name of the business is called Al Instante, and it's obviously a play on words on the actual product that we are going to be selling, which is instant
cup of noodles.
Instant noodles. Sopas
maruch.
Right? And the thing is that what we're going to do is we're going to custom label for the sopa. So it's going to have your information, your picture. So for example, if it's a wedding, it's going to have the people that are getting married, their image. It's going to have their Instagram account, our Instagram account. So it's about branding the cup of noodles or the instant cups to your specific occasion, right? So por eso se llama al instante, because if it's a wedding, we're going to put amor al instante. If it's a graduation, we're going to say graduación al instante. If it's a bautizo, bautizo al instante. But the idea is that we come in 2 hours before the end of your party.
Like the after, you know, when everybody's already pedo, like, you know, freaking on their, like, their videos. This is my name, and this is my first drink, but it's going to be towards the end, so it's going to be cool because, I mean, ¿a quién no se le antoja una sopa marucha or something at night?
Just
like
something,
food,
just,
you know?
Something. Porque, por ejemplo, most parties here in the U.S. acaban a las 12 when you're at a hall, right? So, which basically means that you're either serving food at 5 or 6, which basically means that by the end of the party, your guests ya no comieron algo in the time lapse of 4 to 5 hours. Y para ese entonces ya la gente o está peda y o tiene hambre. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be coming in with these instant soups y las vamos a servir para que tus guests tengan algo que comer, uno, y dos, les dé un poquito más energía so they can last towards the end of the party, right?
Yeah.
So the idea is that we're going to be creating an experience for you and your guests. Everybody's going to want these soups porque van a tener hambre. And when they see the soup and they see that it's an actual branded cup, like,
it's going to be really cute. I already feel that this is going to be a great, great business because it was so crazy that week that Luis had told me. I think we all that same week, Rick, me, and Luis had seen the same video, but we didn't know until Luis was like, I thought of an idea. And I was like, dude, I literally had just seen a video of someone pulling out a cart of sopa maruchas at a wedding. And I was like, I want that at my wedding for sure. Like, whenever I get married, I am going to have a marucha cart because, come on, that's just.
So we need you to follow us and we need you to recommend this, porfa. We actually have our very first wedding, which
in
we're really
weeks.
Excited. In about
2 and a half weeks.
On April 12th, we have our first wedding. They've actually brought us on board to do this, and we can't wait to share like what it's going to look like, the setup, the cups. Like, we have, o sea, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I will, since I'm
in
marketing.
Is there a toot thing on there?
A toot? I don't know. There's a yell. There's a Mary.
Oh, that's like
what is that
Nintendo.
Sound? Nintendo? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyways. Everything is going to be branded, desde el vaso to the fork. It's not going to be just a white or black fork. Our napkins are not going to be black or white. And our little stand is also going to be branded. So please follow us on Instagram, because the Instagram handle is @al_instante. But instead of an I, you're going to put a 1. So it's @al_1, NSTANTE. Al instante. Obviously, once we start going and getting the ball rolling, all you're going to have to do is just put al instante y te vamos a salir, because that is the exact same thing we have for globitos, where we substituted the O's for zeros, but people put globitos y salimos nosotros, mm-hmm. because of the amount of traffic. So anyways, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be offering two kinds of services. So the number one service is that we show up to your event, we give people the soups, and todo mundo
it's going to be like a bar. The bar.
Yes, it's going to be like a bar. You step up to the bar, we'll give you the sopas. You're going to get a little sobrecito de Valentina en tapatío sauce, un limoncito y sales con tu sopa. And then the other service is that if you don't want us to come and serve and you want to take care of that, then the only thing that you would be able to do is just buy the labels from us. So we will create the labels and then we will send them out to you. That way you put it on there, and if your venue can take care of that, calentar el agua, pour it, then you're set. So those are the two services that we're going to be offering. And of course, every label is going to be customized to whatever kind of event that you want this for. So we're super excited about that, because I think, yes, this is, as we mentioned, this is going to give my parents, my dad, something to do. It is definitely something that we're going to be pushing. We're already following a lot of different venues here in the Orange County, LA area. A lot of event, ¿cómo se dice? Event planners. Mm-hmm. And so if you're listening to this and you want to get in on this, let us know, send us a message. Y con mucho gusto, lo empezamos a hacer, and we start planning it for your events, for your wedding, for your quinces, for your whatever, ¿no?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be great. It's a great idea, honestly. I think it's like, come on, it's cute.
So, and then also for me, we are almost there. We're almost at the finish line for the next retail partner. Literally, we got an email on Friday saying we need this, this, and this, which we had already sent them. We had already told them that we couldn't provide that because we don't have any employees and we don't have any vehicles that are used by the company. So hopefully they read that and then they waive this these last two things that they need for us, and then we'll be in this store, which I am so, so excited about, because they actually want to carry our La Mas Chingona balloons, which the 99 cent store did not want to carry.
Because of the word.
Because of the word. Mm-hmm. They were a little bit afraid. But this other store, I'm like, you totally freaking get it, because they saw them and they were like, we need them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited. We can't say the name, right?
No, we can't. Okay, yeah. Well, not yet, just in case anything falls through the cracks, which I don't think so, but we're almost there. We're almost there. We're going to announce it soon. And also the 99 cent store is going to start announcing tomorrow, Monday, March 25th, that we are now going to be having three designs available in almost 200 99 cent stores. And that is La Reina, Chulada, and the Crunchy Globito, which we're so excited. And it's going to be by estar in Texas y en Arizona.
Damn.
So
that needs a bam, 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 bam. Does it have that? Ay, no. That was balazos.
Oh, that was balazos? Okay, well, then it's cheers. Bravo. So yeah, so we're super duper excited about that, and yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah.
What else? That's it.
Yeah, we're just kind of hanging out.
So I think necesitamos hacer un compromiso, because I really want us to talk about the Yolanda Saldivar documentary. So you and I need to sit down and watch that sometime next week
before that Peacock subscription ends.
Yeah,
the free month.
Because I really want to talk about that. I really want to talk about that on this episode, on this podcast. We have that. I also have this friend of mine that I met at, not for the first time, but that I reacquainted myself with. Her name is, I want to say Mary. Mary, if you're listening to this, I hope this is your name. I'm sorry.
Don't take it personal. Luis doesn't know anyone's name.
Yeah. But she has a story where she's the caregiver for her mother, who was just diagnosed with dementia. And she gave me a lot of information about how to catch it.
Advocate.
To advocate and catch it before it becomes a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just so shocked at everything she told me, where I was like, oh my God, my mom does that. Oh my God, my dad does that.
I do that.
So, like little things like, ay, se me olvidó dónde dejé esto, dónde dejé el otro. Y como latinos siempre decimos, no, pues que estás viejo, se te está olvidando la memoria, right? So we say that. Pero those could be early signs of dementia. And there's a way to slow it down. So and there's so many tests that you could do, but you need to learn the names of these tests. And if you have older parents like we do, right? We now have to go to las citas del doctor con ellos to advocate. And we need to ask for this shit, because if we don't ask for it, no se los van a dar. One, yeah,
especially
two,
not here.
Exactamente. But two, how do we ask for something that we don't even know, right? So there's this sleep apnea thing. And also, la gente que ronca, nosotros como latinos decimos, ay, es que pues, está cansado, you know? But roncar is not normal. It's not normal, and it's a sign of dementia too. So yo ronco, and now I know that I have to go to the doctor and ask for a very specific test para que me lo hagan. Because also cuando estás roncando, you're cutting the air flow into mm-hmm. your brain.
Yeah, you can actually die.
Exactly. Yeah. I did not know that. So I want to bring her on the podcast so that she can give us all of this information and she can tell us all about it, because I think it's really, really important. So there's that guest that is coming in the near future. I just have to reach out to her to see when we can schedule a Zoom para poder grabar todo esto. And also, I wanna invite Foodie from TJ. to jump on a Zoom call with us.
I love her.
She's actually in Oaxaca. If you don't follow her, please. Foodie from TJ on Instagram
awesome.
And on TikTok. She is such a badass woman. Like, she is such a chingona. And she does, she basically what that sounds like, Foodie from TJ. She will recommend and go to so many new restaurants in Tijuana. For those of you that are afraid to go to Tijuana, like, honestly, shit happens everywhere.
Yeah.
And Tijuana has one of the most amazing culinary growing, I don't even know what to call it, like growing scenes that, like, the food is so delicious. And this girl goes to so many restaurants. She's actually in Oaxaca right now. So I saw that she was in Oaxaca and she went by herself. And this was one of her lifelong dreams. And she did it. She actually posted about it and she started crying. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. Because I remember the first time I went to Oaxaca, like, that's how I felt. Because
yeah,
I really wanted
so,
to go.
Yeah.
And she's out there. And I connected her with Lucas, who is the owner of the Mushe Cerveza. And she actually ended up going to a beer fest that ended yesterday. She landed yesterday. So I was able to connect them. And I know that these are two amazing chingona women that I know that are that can do so much and create so much magic together. So anyways, I want to have Foodie from TJ as well. And when are we having Rosa on the podcast?
I don't know. I haven't. Is this a formal invitation? Because Rosa, if you're listening.
Well, this is how we know. This is how we'll know if she actually does listen.
Yeah. We're just going to wait to see if you listen to this and then you'll tell me. But
you better post us. You better post.
She doesn't even go on social media.
Why?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is she dating? Que no la deja salir on social media.
No, I don't know. She doesn't do social media, which, you know what? I think it's respectable. Porque in realidad, social media just really does fuck with our brains and our head.
Doesn't fuck with my brain.
You're like, it fucking gives me some money.
It gives me some money.
But no, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. You know what? With her, is this a little bit too much? But we need to record an episode from Indio because that needs to happen.
So not to burst
your
bubble.
We need to take this whole setup to Indio.
This whole little setup. Well, not to burst your bubble, but there is a podcaster, that YouTuber who I met up with a couple of days ago, and she asked me if I could be on her show. And,
you bitch.
And guess what?
She
you know
said,
who,
bring
you
me.
Know, you know who was on her show?
She said, bring me.
No, she didn't even know you. But you know who was on her show?
Who?
The owner of the agency that I quit.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's where you're going to go fucking talk shit.
No, I'm not going to talk shit. But she asked me if I could be on her show. And she was like, can you tell me two of your favorite restaurants in downtown? And I was like, The Den.
Yeah.
The and Den. Indio.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I'm going to try to see if I could get permission to record from either one of those.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, sister. But anyways, Rosa. Rosa. La resbalosa. Just kidding.
But Rosa, this is a formal. This is a formal invitation, Rosa. Please, 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 muchos please. We would like to have you on the show.
Yeah, we would. Oh my God.
And we're going to record with this effect, the whole thing. Just kidding.
But Rosa, we would really love to have you on the show. And if you do listen to this, you better post somewhere and tag us and say, I do.
Yeah, you better. You better fucking, I don't know. You better, yeah, you better post it somewhere.
Well.
But yeah, I really like this.
You like it?
I feel like, I mean, it's workable. It's workable. I mean, TikTok, yeah, You did
your thing.
Yeah.
I mean, for $40, right?
Yeah, it's not bad. I feel like we need to fuck with it a little bit more so we know, like, the different things. Because I see a bunch of buttons on there and, yeah.
But. I know. But, so, anyways, muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And please.
Also, I want to say something. Sorry if I interrupt you. But Yo Girl is gonna run a half this year at some point somewhere in this world. But I am so proud of myself because I never thought that I would be a runner. And she's a runner. She's a track star. But I'm really liking this running shit. And my miles just keep getting better and better. So I'm pretty proud of myself for that.
Okay, good. God, I am really proud of you because I remember when I used to run, like running felt like a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Sure. And honestly, when I started during COVID after my gallbladder, that's when I really realized like, fuck, like your body does so much for you. Y esa vez que the gallbladder situation, like, dude, nos dejó a los dos very fucking beat. Like, we couldn't even walk. We couldn't even wipe our ass. We couldn't even shower. And that's when I was like, dude, I need to appreciate my legs way more. And that's when I started running. But now it's like, holy fuck. I could not imagine doing, like, being so fast and, you know, just enjoying it. I fucking hate running, but I guess I love it now, so.
Good. I'm happy
anyways,
for you.
Yeah.
So what is your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle is Judith. It's J Aguilar instead of the A, it's a B. You need to follow me if you have cute primos, brothers, tios. I don't know.
Tios.
So, yeah, shit. I'm a tia now. So if you got a tio out there that's between the age of 30 and 35.
Send them to me.
All right. You're always trying to steal my man.
All right. Nos vemos. Muchas gracias. Bye. Follow us on TikTok. Yeah, anyway. Bye.